This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, coast to coast, border to border, the tanker yankers, the suicide jockeys. Thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now to start off hour number two of the weekend edition is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we're going to let you remember that when you hear us talking about it. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out with what we teased at the last hour, didn't get a chance to get to, and that is the drugs that are being found along the border, literally being dumped, and then the people transporting them. Now, when they get in a situation where it looks like they're going to get caught, they hightail it back to the river and paddle themselves back across the river to where they came from as fast as they can get there. And the major drug that we're seeing being left behind is fentanyl.
Yes. Captain, the fentanyl is so absolutely deadly, obviously. And the fact that they're trying to bring more of it into this country is should shock everybody and make everybody very, very upset to begin with. But, again, why is this happening? The Biden administration reversed all of the Trump era policies, but it's like when you hear that even in news reports, the Trump era policies, well, so what? Who cares if it was Donald Trump? It was the right policy that continued to keep a lot of these things from happening, and now we're seeing an explosion of these things happening.
Yeah, and of course the Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that just in Texas alone, they found enough fentanyl to kill every person in New York City.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Again, this is the, I mean, this goes in and it can get to your kids, it can get to your loved ones, it can get to anybody. So again, this is one of the reasons why you want a wall. People say, well, walls don't work. Well, it's better than nothing, first of all. And second of all, these people who are bringing the drugs in, they don't care about your loved ones. They just want to make money off the drugs.
You betcha. All righty, and I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, this, it ought to blow everybody's mind. The United States should be sending a clear, unadulterated message that we stand up and we support Israel, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, yesterday it was announced, okay, the United States is sending new aid to Palestinians as the conflict broadens.
Yeah, that's exactly what we hear. Again, this is one of the things that, you know, the Biden administration has to understand that especially at times like this, where is that money going to wind up? How are they going to vet exactly what may happen to those funds, first and foremost? Second of all, of course, the United States has to stand with Israel. It's good that they said the words. Jen Psaki said a lot of the words that you're supposed to say, but we have to see that really backed up.
Okay, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who's calling. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning, and good morning, Kyle from California. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds here. You know, Joe Biden is in the shame game. That's what it is, America. He's in the shame game. He wished to shame anyone who have not gotten vaccinated by asking you to continue to wear a mask. He is attempting to shame you, America. Instead, he should be with Dr. Fauci on why several men received the two-shot dosage and now they are COVID-19 positive again. Conservative Republicans at the White House need to be relentless when it comes to John Kerry. He warned the Iranians of our operations. To me, America, as a military, ex-military man, he is a traitor. We need to demand that John Kerry appear before a hearing. Like Rand Paul on Fauci, Republicans must do the same with traitor Kerry. I'm enjoying the show. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Elliot. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Elliot. Yeah, you know, when he was talking about John Kerry, one can only wonder, you know, what is the agenda here? Why would you ever tell anybody who, you know, of what the plans are of the Israelis or whomever? And it begs the question, whose side are you on? But again, the perspective is so twisted sometimes, Captain, the so-called globalist perspective. I mean, everybody wants what's good for all the people of the earth. There's no doubt about that. This kind of thing obviously is something else entirely.
All righty, here comes the music. Hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, more from the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting, as I said, live from Tampa, Florida. If you want to get involved, the number is 877-969-8600 to call the show live. When we come back, crime is running rampant in the blue cities across the country and anywhere where they talk about defunding the police. Well, all of a sudden, they want the police to have more money to do their job. Oh, how about that? We'll tell you about that. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer followed protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnights from 2 to 6 on...
There you go, and I remember that like as if it was yesterday when that officer called in the night of that shooting in Atlanta. How about that, Kyle?
Yeah, I remember that as well, and he had very, very good words there, absolutely.
Yep, and that was a sergeant on the Atlanta Police Department. He's probably still listening to us right now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all right, well, we're going to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, moi, the Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $150 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $150 put right in the palm of your hand today. Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yep, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Okay, now let's carry on here because I want to mention the fact that crime experts now have come out. Those are the people that do all the numbers and the figures, the pencil pushers, and have said that violence is increasing across the United States. And it's going to take a frightening turn this summer, especially in the defund police cities and the blue cities in general. But something that happened this week out of the clear blue sky was Baltimore came out and said, whoop, wait a minute here. We got to have more money for the police and more police because this crime is getting out of sight.
it is getting out of sight. And, you know, there's an old saying, I guess, you know, you can't change the laws of physics. Well, you can't change what happens when you defund the police, or a lot of the police have to quit because they don't have the support that they deserve. And then now suddenly crime starts going up. There is a one-to-one correlation on this. It's obvious to see. So again, at the very least, it's beginning to become apparent that we can't just say words and say, okay, now it's all going to be just fine. Nope, we have to do practical things in our society, and this is a great example.
Who is the nation's biggest private employer?
Who's that?
Walmart.
Walmart, okay.
And Walmart yesterday ditched the mask mandate for vaccinated customers and their staff. Now, let me tell you something here. The mainstream media is pushing very hard right now for the vaccine passport across America. That is that you take your little CDC card that you've got when you've been given the shots and you're all certified and ready to go, and you show that as your ticket to get into a place without having to put a mask on. And that's the direction that this country is leaning right now, like it or not. The state of Florida, they said they're not going to do it. I get that. But other states are going to do it, and you're going to see it, depending on where you're at, especially a blue state. So Walmart said that their vaccinated customers and staff don't need to wear a mask. Now, how are they going to police that?
Well, that's a really good question. Number one, there's going to be, first of all, there's going to be an anxiety factor for people who will then observe others in an establishment, a big store, or wherever, that aren't wearing masks, and people are going to say, uh-oh, those people aren't wearing masks. And that may have an effect on the consumer. We just don't know. But I think the larger places like Walmart's, they'll be able to afford to have security guards or somebody, you know, that they pay at the front of the store to check your vaccine card, as it were. Smaller establishments may have a more difficult time of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you ready for a little Dr. Fauci report?
Sure.
And in a little Dr. Fauci sighting and a little Dr. Fauci report from yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, little Dr. Fauci said he hopes the CDC's new mask guidelines will encourage more vaccinations.
Well, that's right, because none of this was done in order to try to get more people to get vaccinated. Right? but you know what, Captain?
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all of a sudden it all changed. And we kept getting told that, you know, it's the Democrat Party elite and Dr. Fauci that are following the science, and everybody else is kind of, you know, meandering off into some ether somewhere. But that's not the way it was at all. Everybody wants to follow the science and be safe, but it was used as an insult against so many people so many times, and now here we see what appears to be a really good political reason why they're doing this, and they'll try to justify it any way from Sunday that they can.
Well, Dr. Fauci is like the emperor of, let's see, what was the guy in the emperor? Was it Ming? Was that his name?
Right. Right.
Yeah, the Emperor Ming in outer space. I mean, this guy lives in another planet. And,
right.
And for $400,000+ a year, the highest paid federal employee in the country, what is he still doing there? And, oh, by the way, you want to talk about something interesting? How about yesterday the report that got leaked out of the White House that Joe Biden has got a temper and he lashed out at Xavier Becerra, the HHS secretary, over the migrant kids that were being kept. And there's a report that some of the kids have had to spend the nights on buses because there was no room where they moved these kids to. And it's getting out. It's getting leaked to the media. But, hey, did you hear about the 50 kids on this bus last night and all that stuff? I mean, this is not pretty.
No, it's not. And it looks like this goes back maybe, I think, to a March 30th Oval Office meeting where President Biden evidently lashed out It would be sure interesting, Captain, to have a readout or something of what was the question that the president was asking, and Becerra evidently failed to have the information he wanted. I'd be interested to know exactly what the dynamics of that were, but at the heart of the matter, though, is that you do have children. Whether they've been brought to this country illegally or not, they can't simply be housed on buses. So obviously, and again, we know all the reasons why the people have been coming, because of the reversal of the policies, but obviously there has to be something that's done, humanely here. This is what we're all about.
Yeah, and the squad is alive and well, making their usual 10-cent comments out there to the world. And AOC and the squad members' anti-Israel comments are being blasted by lawmakers and pro-Israeli groups, including a few Democrats that have said their comments are totally uncalled for when a squad member praised a police-hating activist compared to the Mideast clash to the Black Lives Matter situation.
Well, they're just trying to get...
What a dope.
Well, yeah. Well, they're just trying to get political mileage out of what is happening over in the Middle East right now. And they're happy to do it. They're happy to stand up and say what they're saying and try to make some kind of hay out of it. But, boy, is it disgusting.
Yeah, very much so. And it's to the point to where those people are disgusting as it is. By the way, former President Donald Trump is headed to his Bedminster golf course in New Jersey, where it's reported he will more than likely host a PAC fundraiser for his new PAC, the Save America PAC.
Yeah, exactly right. Regardless of whether or not former President Trump runs again for office, he will still be a potent force. And that's why you continue to see so many attacks against President Trump.
Well, they can't stand it.
Well, exactly.
Because they know that he's still a powerful force in the country.
Exactly. Or whether or not it's talking about Elise Stefanik, taking the place of Liz Cheney, whatever they can get out of it, because they're terrified that Trump will rally people to vote for a Republican.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's helping Republicans get elected because, again, I believe there's a recall or an appointment. It's a special election. Is it this weekend?
Could be.
Somewhere,
yeah.
Or maybe it's the 18th. I don't know. I forgot exactly when. But he's got a candidate that he's endorsed running there. And, of course, Stefanik was endorsed by him as the number three person, and they voted him in. Now, what's that tell you?
Tells a lot.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the weekend edition overnight radio hours. And by the way, we do record this show live at 2 a.m. in the morning. It's a 3-hour show on the weekend, and you get to hear it whenever you hear it in your local market. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House COVID Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt said the decision on Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ease mask mandates under certain conditions for people who are fully vaccinated has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the science, the number of cases and deaths of COVID-19.
We've had a 30% drop in the last week or so.
Secondly, there is evidence that the vaccines work at preventing the spread now, which many people suspected, but they now have some good data on.
He said they didn't find out until late on Wednesday that the CDC was going to announce the change. Also, the TSA and CDC have come out with a joint statement. They want to remind those who are traveling by plane, bus, train, or any other type of public transportation that you're still required to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Oh, yeah, and now it's that time in the morning where we get to an Edwards Notebook. We got one in the file here. Ron Edwards, let me do that right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's on my program live on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and here we go.
Frederick Douglass, George Washington Carver, and my own dad would be furious about current approaches to race relations in America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Frederick Douglass became arguably the greatest orator of the 19th century, a champion for freedom, and a U.S. ambassador. George Washington Carver became a world-renowned inventor. My own dearly departed dad was a valiant military hero, hard-working family man, and the world's greatest dad. All three men had a few positive traits in common. One, they did not allow their goals or actions to be dictated by those seeking to either oppress them physically or otherwise. Two, they never saw themselves as victims. They viewed obstacles, whatever they were, as situations, things, or certain people to simply overcome. Frederick Douglass, George Washington Carver, and my own dad all utilized their God-given talents, brains, and honest effort to vastly improve their chances of success in this life. Despite certain problems they all faced, they never hated the United States, but rather sought to encourage America to remember that all men are created equal with certain unalienable rights, which come from God. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, the Ron Edwards Notebook, every weekend here at this time. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And, hey, Kyle, nothing runs like a deer.
That's exactly right.
And if you've seen one of those green lawnmowers or green riding tractors or green backhoes or maybe even a green bulldozer, those are John Deere's. And if you're within the sound of my voice here in the great state of Florida, there's a whole bunch of Everglades Equipment Group dealers in the state of Florida. I'm talking to them right now and talking to you. Check them out. Check them out. Check them out. They've got great, reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. You want to rent some heavy equipment, you can do that, too. They'll do all of that with you. All you got to do is let them know the captain sent you. Everglades Equipment Group. Everglades Equipment Group. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, Mr. Kyle, we are back, and we are back, and the situation that we have right now in America right now, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Senator Tommy Tuberville just got elected this past year, right?
Right.
And he's talking about ICE and about the Customs and Border Patrol being totally overwhelmed, the need for help. Something needs to be done. The Biden administration sitting on their hands because this is all part of their master plan is just to let these people in. And I heard somebody say, well, the border is closed and we're sending these single people back to where they came from. Really? I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, that would be news if they were actually doing that. But what's actually happening, though, at least overall, is that, as you said, the people are coming in. The Democrats, they know that, and it's happening, and it's accomplishing, the establishment of the chaos that I think they're trying to really bring about.
Now, liberal media viewers, in other words, those people that are watching, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, just to name a few of the liberal media outlets, are misinformed about crime in the United States. Now, a new survey has found that fewer than 50 unarmed black suspects were killed by police last year, and more people were killed with knives than with assault weapons or guns in general, and nobody seems to know that on the other side of the aisle.
Well, you know, Captain, we've heard the term follow the science so much, but what about follow the numbers? And this is
how about
exactly,
follow the facts?
Follow the facts, exactly. Because, again, this is one of the reasons why President Biden goes out and they use specific words like there's an epidemic of gun violence, but they're not talking about an epidemic of knife violence or black-on-black crime, for example. They only want to focus in on a particular thing that they want to freeze and have that be the fulcrum by which they can make some massive change. And unfortunately, the really, really important issues go completely by the wayside because it doesn't fit the strategic narrative they're trying to create.
Well, I'm just going to take two examples right here. Nearly a quarter of the CNN voters, 24%, and almost one in five of the NBC voters, 19%, think cops fatally shot more than 500 unarmed black suspects last year, but only 9% of Fox News viewers think so. Now, the Fox News viewers, 60%, are about three times more likely than the viewers of MSNBC or CNN to correctly estimate the number of unarmed black people shot and killed by police in 2020 as less than 50.
Wow. Well, I don't doubt it.
I've heard these liberal outlets say, well, 500 people were shot by police. No, they weren't.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But, again, these things get amplified, and they're amplified for a particular reason. And that's what's so very sad. You know, if we were actually dealing with the reality of the situation, we'd make a lot more progress. But you can't divide people, I guess, unless you create these sensational kinds of things that, and then you go ask somebody else and they'll tell you it's 1,000. You know, it's just something out there in the ether that they believe because they've watched the news on these different networks.
Now, you live in California, right?
Yep.
And you live somewhere near Maxine Waters District, right?
We're definitely south of there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, federal air marshals were yanked from a high-risk flight So Congresswoman Maxine Walters could have extra security during a recent trip to Minnesota that she was demanding, though she was already covered by a four-man detail consisting of two Capitol Police officers and two Secret Service agents that were traveling with her, according to multiple law enforcement sources interviewed by Judicial Watch. Now, a complaint was filed as a result by the Federal Air Marshal Service because of this, and I hope she gets in big-time trouble over this, but we're just now finding out about this. This happened a little while ago, but the Federal Air Marshals are federal law enforcement officers whose primary function is to protect commercial airline passenger flights, not individuals, by deterring or countering the risks of terrorist activity, aircraft piracy, and outright crimes to protect the nation's transportation infrastructure. And for Maxine Waters to do this, she totally violated federal policy.
Well, yes, and of course, Captain, can you imagine what it means to pull air marshals off of flights where they, as you said, they're protecting our national security? You know, they have a particular system that they use. They have a matrix. They know what they're doing. And this was completely self-serving conduct, unbecoming a member of Congress. And certainly, at the very least, it's a major ethics violation.
And she had four people already with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, was it just... Is it just ego, or what was that? I just don't know.
Well, I'm Maxine Waters, and I have to have protection because I'm Maxine Waters. I can hear it now.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is, I mean, there's got to be other resources that you could pull from as opposed to pulling the important air marshals who are all up there right now somewhere on an airplane and maybe on an airplane that you just flew on somewhere. They're there, and they're the ones who are going to protect you in the event that we see another kind of, or some kind of attack like we saw on 9/11 or something similar.
Well, I hate to even go there with any of this, but I believe that under the current circumstances that we've got with this weak president and the bending over backwards to allow the bad guys to get stuff, that we're making a big mistake in opening up our security wide open to have something terrible happen.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and I pray that that's not the case, just as you do, and we're not going to encourage anything like that, obviously, but what's happening is that the America's foes, whether they be in the Middle East or in Moscow or in Beijing, they will take opportunities.
Now, let's do a little mask update, because yesterday one of our representatives, Brian Mask, congressman from South Florida, disabled veteran from Iraq, he made an issue on the floor about not wearing masks anymore. It's time to get rid of the damn masks. And Pelosi is forcing him to wear members to wear masks on the House floor despite the CDC update. Way to go, Nancy.
Yep, yep.
Maybe she doesn't want to breathe.
Exactly.
All right. We'll be right back. More with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at the highways and byways for a second time here. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got lots more to talk about. Denise Simon coming up in about 15 minutes. I'll be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Listening, not yet. They got about another hour. They don't get up for about another hour yet. But they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia, the Double D Ranch, if you will, and you can check them out because they have horses. They stable horses there, and they also teach equestrian and western riding there if you want to get involved in that, or if you just want to learn how to ride a horse, so they'll do that for you gladly. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. All righty, a doubleheader tonight, Rod Stewart. Here we go. Some guys have all the luck.
Mark. Ow!
Friday. That's Rod Stewart. Hit number two for the night. We made a doubleheader with Rod Stewart. Some guys have all the luck. When was that around, Kyle?
Well, that goes back to 1984 from his album Camouflage, as a matter of fact. And that also had some other pretty great hits on it. One of my other favorite Rod Stewart songs, Infatuation, is on that one as well.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's another great song. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, I'm going to read the story here. I'm going to read the byline and the weather and then turn it over to you. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected across portions of the central and southern high plains this weekend, just like they were yesterday. Parts of Kansas and Texas, Oklahoma, and that'll be moving on towards the east. And elevated to critical fire weather conditions are forecast across parts of the western U.S. today from today through Monday, and heavy rainfall is also forecast from the western Gulf Coast. It'll be spotty, but it's moving along into the Midwest from this weekend into much of next week. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, we are looking at a system. We'll be watching this over the next few days, of course, that's going to bring some rain to places like Seattle and Portland. It looks like about the beginning of next week, Monday for Seattle, and I think maybe just a little bit later in the week for Portland, Oregon. But tonight, one of the big things on the map is the Fire Weather Watch. This is going to be in the Las Vegas area. This is also going to be stretching down towards Kingman, Arizona, and also as you travel up Interstate 15 through St. George in southern Utah, you've got this fire weather warning and fire weather watch in effect in that area. You might have some pretty strong south-southwesterly winds, we understand, in that region, and low humidity. So be aware and be careful.
All right. Now, where we had the storms yesterday, and we did have some severe storms, the western half of Kansas and the panhandle of Oklahoma, over to just about, El Reno, and then down towards below Amarillo, down to Lubbock, and almost all the way to Midland, Texas. There are right now some small stream advisories for being high right now down around Lubbock, south and north of Lubbock, I might add. And also when we move over east of there, into Illinois, around Springfield, Illinois, we've got some flood advisories there for the smaller streams over there. In Arkansas, Little Rock east towards the Mississippi River, we've got some low-level flooding there. Same thing in Louisiana, same thing in Mississippi. There's a little bit of it I can see right now over into Georgia, over there around Augusta. Looks like they had some weather that might have affected them. Now, also, we do have some windy conditions along the Gulf tonight from the Pensacola area all the way over to Big Bend right now in Florida. That's the western part of Florida. And then we got some wind along the east side of Florida tonight from about Savannah all the way down, it looks like, to about West Palm Beach, offshore advisory. A little change in the weather up north, upstate New York, north of, north of Old Forge and north of Lake Placid. You've got a fire weather watch, as well as the northern part of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, and the western half of Maine right now. And Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and, of course, Pilot and Flying J, they're very good establishments. I'm very well familiar with them. Been there a number of times. Kyle, you've stopped there, too.
I sure have, Captain. And they've got that free cup of coffee waiting for you if you tell me you're listening to the Captain's program, among all the other great things you'll find at the Pilot and Flying J.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're going to get some really good food there, too, right?
That's right. And they just brought out the spicy and the classic chicken sandwich, which absolutely makes me hungry every time I see it. So I'm going to have to pull into a Pilot and Flying J here just to satisfy that here pretty soon.
All righty. Well, there you go. Okay, tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we'll be talking to him again on Monday. Okay, now let's go to the telephone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us, FoundersCode.com, of course, to find out more about Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the weather like up there?
It's nice.
Good, because it's going to be nice down here today. and it's going to be nicer in some parts of the country. But the problem is going to be gasoline. Did you hear about Washington, D.C.?
I did.
Yeah. Now, they're trying to do the best they can to get the gasoline back in the stations. But, folks, these tankers are allowed to carry 9,000 gallons. That's it. That's the max. And some of these stations are taking 9,000 gallons.
Yeah. I was on Gas Buddy's phone app several times yesterday, and it was lagging behind in a big way, which meant that an awful lot of users of that app were on it. So that it was probably causing the server's very slow response. And I'm seeing several gas stations up here in North Pinellas out of gasoline. So the panic buying is still going on.
Yeah, and there's really no reason for that to be happening, folks. And, you know, I don't know why they're doing that other than ignorance of thinking that there's not going to be gas for a while, but that's just not true. And we do know, we've been told that the pipeline itself is going to take perhaps upwards to 7 days in some areas, especially further up north, to get the fuel all back in the system.
Well, I think the fuel is back in the system. It just runs at about 5 miles, 3 to 4, 5 miles per hour. But now you have a trucking problem. You have a scheduling problem. So I think therein lies some of the other issues. There's only so many of these drivers. Furthermore, there's a shortage of drivers.
Yeah, well, hazardous material classified, they got to be endorsed that way, and that costs extra money to get the license and all that. Here comes the music. So Denise and I will be back after the top of the hour. But I did see a whole bunch of rental trucks yesterday hauling fuel tankers. That's interesting. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.